Well, it's not good. I mean, there are no upsides to carrying stress around in your body because when you're doing that, as you know, it activates the stress hormones. And when people are walking around with things like elevated cortisol and you know, other kinds of stress hormones, it actually wreaks physical damage on the body. So if we're creating problems in our physical health, I mean, people are more at risk for heart attacks, for high blood pressure, for high cholesterol. I mean, there's all kinds of studies that show that carrying around chronic stress damages the body. And so then if you're feeling crummy and you're irritable and you're stressed all the time, of course, that's also going to have an impact on your relationships. And there are a lot of people who come home and they're not doing it intentionally, but they're stressed out, and like home is sometimes a safe place and a place where you can just kind of let loose and let go. And sometimes that isn't so good to the people who you live around. So one of the issues is we have to learn how to manage stress when we're at the job and learn how not to carry it home. I have this funny little story where at the early part of our marriage, and my husband and I have been married for a lot of years now, but I was doing a residency at a VA hospital, Veterans Administrative Hospital, and I was assigned to the locked homicidal, suicidal, and psychotic ward.
Oh, man.
And it was intense. I mean, it was intense. It was like people were, you know, psychotic during the day and accusing me of being the Attorney General of Tennessee who put away their daughter or some kind of, you know, they were just, it was very intense. And so I would come home from work and I would be like, oh my gosh, I got to tell you what's going on in my job, And I was, the stress from that, and I was just, you know, letting loose every single night. And as you and I know, that women like to talk things out in great detail, and we get released from doing that. But men feel a little overwhelmed by that. It's a little different in the brain in terms of how men and women process those kinds of things. And so it was overwhelming him. And, you know, he wants to fix it because that's what he wants to do, but he can't. And so it was creating conflict in our relationship. So he finally said to me, and it was a brilliant strategy, and we have used this for our entire marriage. He said, look, why don't we do this? Why don't we take 10 minutes when we both get home from work, and why don't we use those 10 minutes, kind of process what happened, and then let's move on and just do fun stuff in our relationship, focus on our family, and just have an enjoyable night. And so we put that into place early on in our marriage, and it made all the difference because I wasn't carrying my stress from work home, and I was shifting gears and trying to focus on what was going on there in the moment instead of all the issues that went on during the day.